socials at DJ Bobby Payne. One. Come on.
Imaginary players aiming coach right. Master recipes on the stove lights. The number on his jersey is the quote price. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? Everybody get it off the boat, right? But only I can really have a snow fight. Detroit, challenge, what's your dope like? If your Benz bigger, step it up to ghost life. Missing was I only misdemeanor. My tunnel vision's better under stove lights. You order Diet Coke, that's a joke, right? My workers compensated so they don't strike. Wish me luck, see green like Don Bishop. The ones you trust don't change like them chains you tuck. Far as I'm concerned, who's the best? Me and Jesus. Watch them drive, so give me all of mine and make some. Add it up.
On the ones and twos.
Your bitches in the pictures, but they laser tagging us. They mad at us. Who wouldn't be?
He was once a thug from around the way.
My life was never
easy.
My life was never
easy.
Hey, still broke boy, still can't believe I used to mess with you. I've been playing bees cause I ain't playing to be stuck with you. Man, I see you still kicking with them op chickens. I'm the only reason that your goofy self got women. All them girls wanna look like me, she most likely only mess with you just to spite me. But please don't get it twisted, I ain't tripping. I never put my faith in a boy, I'ma die independent. If you was wondering, yeah boy, I'm still that chick. I had to block you, but you still gotta watch this. Cause who you know rocking like me? No bra, tight tee, slick back ponytail, feeling like I'm iced tea. You know I love you good, real hood when you wake up. You know that girl weak if she ain't messing up her makeup. Man, I can't believe I used to let you touch me. I'd rather be in jail before a broke boy cup. Ladies, love yourself cause it could get ugly. That's why I see money.
Love me a chocolate. Took that deep brown skin looking like the baby. That type of nigga make me wanna have a baby. Maybe I settle down before I get to 80. Maybe not, you know, but
Miss Vanilla all up in her guts. Me and Doll on a single selling more than yellow love.
Love me a chocolate, I go crazy. That deep brown skin looking like the baby. That type of nigga make me wanna have a baby. Maybe I settle down before I get to 80. Maybe not, you know, vanilla always hit the spot. Keep it a G, it ain't easy trying to get me hot. Red bundles like a cherry sitting on the top. I'm in the bay looking like bae. You thought I need a butter pecan weekend. Spanish Harlem, I might pop up on the weekend. House of balloons, I say poppy, play the weekend. I keep a cone in my hand till it's leaking. Ready to eat then, day from the east end. That caramel getting sticky, I be beasting. Need me a thick boss, who be feasting. A rosé flavor scoop in the heat then. Eat then, eat then, eat then.
Slide my Rolls Royce through the hood, that look good like right on. Get your own salon, your hair done when you want from now on. Tell the police I don't do nothing, I've been selling these songs. Ain't put no cap inside my rap, ain't too much lean on. My little young, you really sly, he listen to shite all day. Everybody in the supercharge, I know we getting away. She want me to come inside of who I need in her face. I don't like to go too many places, I rent then A. Get a hotel for a year straight, ain't no pillow where I stay. I know bitches who set this up, yeah. I know who that's who, yeah. I've been in 100 million moves, life is real. Let her pop, pop, she enjoy herself.
Started off last week, it was all good. Watching wrestle LeBron James on the hardwood. Shorty told me to face, so it's all good. It ain't no way I done with Hollywood. It's all good, all good. My credit all good, I'm always good. My pockets all good, my mama's still straight. A bakery chef, how I been flipping all this cake. Got a flock of fame and took him to the Barbados. Purple drink sipping while you on that K-roll. We ain't at no playground, I'ma show you how I play though. Fam playing mind games with her, she call me Play-Doh. I wanna Janet Jackson. I'm sitting in front of TV thinking I need an actress. Your wheel costs more than your friend though. All I do is point at them, she come, she come.
The home of the drillers, I'ma buy a home next to your home if I miss you. Rubbing on your, but your mouth is the issue. When you're up for 24, I bet your spouse gonna be with you. Who put this together? Me, that's who. We did it all with what they really do. Say the pep talk and the tech talk. I'm about to set it off, I'm about to set it off. Somebody set it off, well let me get this off.
you thought.
Yeah.
Cost me so much, I got nails in my hand. City on fire.
Yeah.
City on fire.
Yeah.
City on fire.
You can't follow me.
No.
It's goat hunt. Don't know she really for the streets.
Yeah.
Ain't too much rapping, ain't no posting. That's my type of beef.
Yeah.
You ready to try this and die with it? That's fine with me. Alright, lost it all before and went and got it back. Alright, I got a record deal, but I'm still getting act. Alright, them young do drill inside a stolen track house. Alright, if you ain't got no cash, it's your fault. Real God, she get on her knees, I answer all her prayers. He a fraud. I can go back to the block if all else fails. Real sharp. Big homie Ben taught me how to be a player. New house got an elevator. Come from gambling on the stairs. Pack in. They done sent so much money for wham. They don't back order. Really on some 100 M's a year. I just act normal. Really wanna show them how I feel, but I just let it be. Young keep a pole, but she don't pole, but she don't.
She a bad look with some Arizona. Nigga, who wanna throw some cash on it? She ain't worried about no bitch, she worried about bands on it. She done made 100,000 off of fans on it. Let's go.
Parlay with the people.
And we are back, people. As you guys know, we're talking about it at the beginning of the show, we have a very special guest with us today. We're talking entertainment. We're talking vibes. We are talking to the one and only MCD Solo.
Blessings,
my brother. Welcome to our Parley with the People.
All right. I like that.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. You know, it's awesome having you on the Empower Hour. It's always a blessing. So first off, as you guys know, how we like to do, before we just dive into the business, into the product, into why you're actually here and what you're here to promote, for those who might be hearing you for the first time, can you give a little background who you are? Just on a personal.
Well, I am MCD Solo, Montreal's most boring rapper.
Not most boring.
Nah, I make great.
Like, when that tagline happened?
Nah, for real, I make fire music. I've been touring for 10 years. Don't you say boring? Because like, I just don't like doing stuff. I don't like going outside. I'm inside.
Anti-social.
I'm super antisocial. Yeah. But
make saying. Sure y'all watch the playback on YouTube of this so you can see my face. What the?
Nah, but all right. So I've been in the game for an hour and a half. I'm Farrow's brother. I've been doing music for over 15 years in the city. We had a tour.
He's so humble. This guy is so humble. We're gonna reintroduce this guy. Okay, first of all, this is Farrow. First of all, Solo is Solo Farrow's big brother. Okay.
Yeah.
He is exciting. He is exhilarating. His music is off the charts. He has one of the cutest children I've ever seen in my life. So he makes good seed. He has a woman though, so y'all get back. We have sticks lined up in front of him right now as a barricade. He's handsome, he's talented, and he's here with us today, and we are blessed to have him.
This is why we need Kaya, because you know,
I appreciate
you
that. See, that was, yeah, thank you.
Because, and he's good. Chocolate. Y'all don't know what's going on back here right now. Y'all don't know what's going on.
But, she said chocolate right after saying that you were taken and unavailable.
I just said it because I know there's still people that are thirsty and want to know. I'm just letting y'all know. And I just touched his hand. His hand is soft. So I want y'all to know that.
Okay. No, Ashy Larry's
I love
here.
It. I appreciate all of that and all that's facts. Mm. And I appreciate all of it. And I did a tour for a high school tour. I headlined that for over 10 years. I did a bit of acting. I was on 19-2, that TV show. Mm-hmm. I've dropped a...
Sorry, I have to say, because I just brought up with the UCLA. I was like, yo, you know Uncle Soul is there with Dr. Phil? Uncle Phil?
Uncle Phil, yeah.
Uncle Phil from the new Fresh Prince. The new Fresh... Or it's not called Fresh Prince. It's called Bel-Air.
There you go.
Yeah, so Adrian. So shout out to Adrian. Sorry, I have to plug that.
No problem.
I'm just going to say it. I'm going to throw it out there because you know what? I just realized he's a liar because he does so much stuff. He's like, I'm so boring. He's fake modest. So this guy is in everything. He's doing all of it. He's in all of it. He's about it in real life. And we are proud of you.
I appreciate
This is the type of energy that we need, though. We got so many cocky guys out there. So many cocky people in the industry. You know what I'm saying? But I love that. That's good because you know that's how you do the sneak attack. You're like the Trojan horse. Yeah.
That is. You got to. I like to keep it humble. I live in reality because, like, when I got in the game, I realized that a lot of artists aren't what they say they are. So I'd rather actually really be it. And when you are it, you don't actually have to pretend to be it.
Yes.
So it's just like I keep to myself and I do what I need to do to get the job done. But when it comes to like just being outside for the sake of being outside, then you could call me boring. But other than that, yes, I do put in the work though.
Definitely
put in the work.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I'm saying? And so I just been holding it down for the city. I like to come out when I find that the game's getting a little bit stagnant. I drop new music. Some merch for the new project.
He said he figured that's what he had to do to make y'all rap. Yeah. Yeah.
that's for real. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a part owner of the Pub St. Pierre in Old Port.
Yeah,
we're working on the Pub St. Pierre because it's the only pub you need to know in Montreal.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's about it right now. I'm just keeping busy. And well, the most important is I'm a father, and my son is everything. So
yeah,
he is. Like I said, he's definitely don't lock me up for saying this. He's definitely kidnap worthy. He's one of those kids that for a couple of days until you get locked up, it will be a great experience. Beautiful kid. Great photo ops. TikToks will be lit. The kid is like, the kid's that kid.
Your guys out here to get you guys.
I love it.
So you mentioned merchandise and then you pointed to your sweater for those who can't see. And I'm seeing a pretty artful sweater entitled In My Feels, if I'm reading correct.
Yes, as we see this.
Let's talk about it because it's really interesting artwork. And
Thank you.
It speaks without having to say anything, but for those who can't see, for our listeners, why don't you talk about it?
All right. Well, this artwork is the actual cover to my new EP that's coming out on Friday, titled In My Feels. What the image is representing to me is the modern relationship. Actually, the modern relationship and even the old relationships, it's the invisible battle that happens. And a lot of times, you know, your mind is fighting and your hearts want to be together, but your mind and your pride is having a battle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is basically a representation of that. Two people, well, myself and someone else, and it's just going through the motions, and then the dog's just here as an innocent bystander. But so that's what the picture represents. It's just that this is what relationships are. It's a lot of people are just, they're pretending to either be happy or there's just an internal battle where communication would have everything lined up. But the brain part, that's where the battle comes. It's like, it's just a battle of wits for no reason, but your emotions, your heart usually are drawn to each other.
I've been married for how long now? 16 years? And I can tell you that is a perfect... Hmm? What happened? No. Shiata's very happy, thank you.
We'll let her be the judge of that.
Yeah, yeah, anyways. that is a perfect representation of relationships because it happens in everything. You know, it's like you guys, and it is just the ego. It's the mind where it's just like, yo, you kind of have to humble yourself. One person knows that they should apologize, but it's just between the two, it's just not happening. Sometimes both need to apologize, actually.
100%.
You know, but again, that pride and that ego is what keeps you guys fighting. But inside, you guys just want to be together. You guys just want to hug. You want to just, you know, but it's like, but the mind continues to keep you guys apart.
I know a lot of people are going through that.
And in my head is like, when keeping it real goes wrong, it's just you just want to be right on things, and then all of a sudden you combust as a relationship, and then you end up like, that could have went totally different.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
it didn't have to get so deep.
That's exactly it. It's like, you know, sometimes it just it runs away with itself because of pride and ego, and it's just like, okay, we could have avoided this. This was something small that we let really grow into something.
Not me, because I'm going to talk my shit. I'm going to say what I got to say.
That's crucial.
Get mad. Call your mama. I'm going to call your mama, matter of fact. I'm going to put on a speakerphone. I'm going to add her to the call. Hold on. Because you're rude. I think she taught you this. So you know what? I'm going
to
say it.
We
definitely
roots.
Not going to be going through those them silent struggles like that. And I don't suggest y'all do it. But I love the depiction of it because it's saying to you, be aware.
That's it.
Be
That's
aware.
It.
You, if you're going through this, check yourselves. And I love that. That it, this picture is so deep.
Awesome.
I love it.
Awesome.
Also, what I appreciate, and we'll talk about it when we dive into the music itself as well, is just that I find it's time for like grown man shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's time for it's grow up music. It's like it's not like we're all growing, right? We're all exactly. becoming older, and it's like, and I don't know if it's a demographic that you're speaking to, but it's something that it's time that we, you know, it's time we grow up, man. Some of these men are. They're functioning like boys. Like, it's like guys. And 100%. That's what it's a challenge right now for a lot of the queens out there, because when they're connecting with some of these men, unfortunately, they're really immature. They're not, they haven't manned up. And I don't want it to be misconstrued. Like, I'm not talking about your economic status. I'm not talking about, like, you know, that you, like, maybe economically you're not where you want to be or whatever the case. I mean, it's a mindset. I mean, it's like, it's you got to start, you know, thinking like a grown up. Yeah. Like, some people even have children and they're still functioning like babies.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. So it's like, at a certain point, you gotta grow up, you know. 100%. So that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's what I always try to say. Like, I live in reality is because I'm like, hip hop needs to grow up in a sense. Like, hip hop only started in like 73, so it's still growing. So it's like a lot of artists is like, we don't have to act like you're still 20 and 19. Mm-hmm. Like, you grow, like you go through real things. Rap about that. Like, dress like a 30-year-old or like it does. Like, you know what I'm saying? Stop trying to compete with youths, because it's the game's still growing. You don't have to keep acting like you're 17 to get it popping. Mm-hmm. You're going through real things, and there's people our age that are going through it too, and they don't know what to listen to anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's always my thing, because it's like, I make music for me to listen to at this point, because I'm in my 30s and there's nothing that I really like out there as a hip hop artist. I'm listening to music, I'm like, what? There's it's everything's too hyper killing, hypersexual. It's hyper. It's like, yo, let's relax. You know what? I'll just make music myself. I bump this in the car. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I realize that there's a need for that. There's a lot of people in our age group that feel the same way. That's like, yo, it's time to grow up. Music needs to grow up. The vibes needs to grow up. So I'm trying to put out music that we could all listen to.
I'm not going to lie. When you said we need to up our wardrobe, I just went back to like the days where you wore baggy pants and your boxers showing.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you guys, that's not it anymore. I promise you, you're not G, you're not hood. It's not cute. No. Don't make no sense.
But don't go to the extreme of wearing the spandex I'm seeing her men's are wearing right now, where you're like, how did you even get your foot through the foot bottom?
Smash
like
spandex.
No, but you don't see some of these men, you're like, yo, how did you
the
even
super tight tops?
Yeah, but anyways, I'm just saying, we just need a happy medium, just comfortable, just.
And it's worse because they wear the tight ones and still have their pants like
on.
So
yes.
Then it's like the
that
double.
Is weird.
It's the double like, loss.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you what happened. That's they little brother pants.
Or little sister.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they little sister pants, and that's just as far as the pants go up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is.
Unsolved mysteries solved.
Okay, yep. You see, that's my guy is here. Yes.
You know, I just automatically assume certain things. Just know that about me. I assume things. Mm-hmm. So if you do weird stuff all the time, and I'm gonna say, yeah, this is what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I assume, because they have pants in your size.
They do for sure.
Jesus.
Yeah. So now, we've been alluding to it, we've been talking about it, so we're here to plug the project In My Feels.
Yep, yep. Officially out tomorrow.
It's officially out tomorrow, as people are going to be hearing this on air, facts. Mm-hmm. So if we can take people just through, it's an EP, we got four tracks.
Yep.
So if we could take people just through what to expect, and maybe in our post-edit, or however it works, we could just play little snippets of it so people can get an idea, you know, a little sample, and then we could talk about what the sample is. So in this one, it starts off with Can't Nobody?
Can't Nobody, yes.
All right. Can't nobody love you like I do.
Can't nobody love you.
Can't nobody love you like
can't
I do.
Nobody
love you. I know you know you know it, girl, it's true.
You know,
I know you know you know it, girl, it's true.
like you do. Can't nobody love me like you do. I know it, girl, it's true. I know it, girl, it's true. Oh, why we tell these lies? You didn't think I'd realize that things done change. We are not the same. I just wanna know why we playing all these games. I don't know. I just want that old thing, man. I just want my twin flame, man. Instead, we go into for tag. I hurt you, then you hurt me. Hurt you, then you hurt me, baby. Can't nobody love you like I do. Can't nobody love you like I do. I know it, girl, it's true.
Actually, no, I changed the name to that.
Okay, good.
Changed the name to Like I Do.
Okay, good.
Now that song, well, the whole project, it's kind of the backstory behind it, mm-hmm. is a guy who realizes, the first song is a guy who basically realizes he lost what he had, mm. right? Let me rewind a little more. The whole theme of the project is basically talking about a toxic relationship, mm-hmm. in a sense, right? So now the first song, Like I Do, is a guy who realizes I made a mistake. Like, while you're going through it, he's doing tit for tat, him and his girl, they're going back and forth, and he's like, you know what, he's off of it. But then later on, well, the second verse, he realizes, okay, I could have handled that better, like we were saying before, and I just lost something that I need to work on. Mm. So that song is just really, I was just trying to tap into an emotion and a vibe that a lot of guys and girls go through, mm-hmm. when you're with someone and you only realize what you got once it's gone. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, you know what? She was holding it down for real. Like, I was actually a jerk that whole time, mm-hmm. and it's like a retrospective song, and that's really the emotion. I had to really tap into old relationships I was in to mm-hmm. make this whole project, just to be honest. And that one, I had to remember some vibes, and it was like, yeah, you know, it does happen where you there's good girls out there that you're just not ready to deal with them. And they were ready, you weren't ready, and you done mash up their whole perception on like what guys are because you weren't ready. But you have to realize that later on. Again, it's grown shit, you know what I'm saying?
So how many men left the good women for little Kathy's on the
you
side?
And
Kathy, I've heard that word.
And you grew up now, mm-hmm. and you're looking back like, wow.
Yeah.
Where did all of these dirty drawers on the floor come from? I've never seen so many in my life because, you know, women just make things disappear, yeah. right? So you never even see your skid marks. Most guys don't even know that they have skid marks because girls just get the drawers and wash them out so that they don't, like, I don't want him to be embarrassed by his own skid marks. So
they
now,
love you anyways.
Yeah.
With your dirty underwear.
And you know what? And then they play you. It's crazy. This is why I keep... listen, don't get me started.
You know what I'm saying? But like, I know there's a saying, like, the grass ain't greener on the other side, it's greener where you water it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one.
All right. Okay,
so, say it again for the people in the back.
Yeah.
So that's like the behind message of that record. It's like, you know, you got to focus and don't lose what you got.
Mm, love it. All yeah. right. So next we go to Give It To Me.
The next song, Give It To Me. It's about smashing.
Okay.
I just had to, you know, sometimes you have to rip the band-aid off.
That's not the joint we discussed.
Which one? Wait, the remix?
For you to get on? Yeah. Oh, no, that's a different one.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
okay.
That one's hold up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, I'm coming. Don't worry.
So Give It To Me. It's this one, I like it because, for one, I'm singing on it. I ripped the band-aid off. I said, you know what? I'm about to try some things here.
I promise I never heard him sing though.
You hear him sing on this one?
I promise.
So,
like, I usually have, like, in different records, I've held notes and, like, you know, I do like a melodic vibes, but like this one, I kind of pushed it. And shouts to the engineer, because honestly, to do this project, I was going to do a lot of records and send them to R&B singers, right? So I'll just do, like, references. Mm-hmm. And every time I'll do the reference, the engineer's like, but, bro, why don't you just sing it? Like, mm-hmm. Not bad. Do it yourself. And I'm like, but... it's like, I don't sing, bro. He's like, you don't sing. You're singing right now. Like, I'm hearing you sing, so, like, sing. So, like, that put the battery in my back, and I was like, all right, you know what? I'm not sending it to no one. I'll sing this one. Mm-hmm. Like, and it has a like a 90s vibe to it. It's like it reminds me of One More Chance from Biggie. Like that's what I was trying to tap into when I was working on it. And it's about just like getting physical. It's a great song to get physical with. But the backstory on that as well, in terms of the storyline, is that a lot of us, when you're in those toxic relationships, you think that's the solution.
Yep.
It's like, okay, we go through a bad spell. Let's just have sex. Like, we have sex. And then we're on a high for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Once the high's off, then you're like, ah. You know what I'm saying?
I still hate this.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, so, like, sex is like a Band-Aid a lot in these relationships where it's like, it deals with the situation right now, but you got to get to the root of it.
Look, give it to me, baby. I hear your body calling me. Give you all of me. Why don't you give it to me, baby? I love the way you put it down. Look, girl, I want it. Yeah, I want it now. When the Remy's in the system, I turn into a dog. I'm just trying to get the kitten. I'm just trying to make it purr. Baby, what's the word? Oh, yeah, let you know. Tell you real quick, I'm trying to f*** you slow. You could take the top, grab your hips, make your body rock. Wait, our lips lock. You would think we ain't trying to talk, you know. French with the kissing. Girl, I'm on a mission. Leave your body twitching. I need you to listen, baby, listen like. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I love the way you put it down. Girl, I want it. Yeah, I want it now.
Deals with the situation right now, but you got to get to the root of it. But like,
you gotta get a secret apartment.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't listen to Kai's advice. It's not always.
It's an alternate advice.
I'm just saying, don't leave your kids at home for some other strange guy to come and raise them. Yeah, get a secret apartment, some stuff, do the slithery, and go back home afterwards happy.
Slithery.
Again, to the other point I was making, because it's like. She's giving suggestions, but it's not necessarily like
you got to do those disclosures, the comments made.
I'm telling the truth.
We have a double disclosure. So first, CKT makes us disclosures, then the Empower Hour itself.
It needs a disclaimer for me.
Yeah, disclaimer. That's the word. For me. CKT has us giving disclaimers. Now just an Empower Hour.
The views of everyone on the Empower Hour, not those of Kaya, because I'm telling you, when it get tough, you have to get secret apart.
That record is right. It's just really about like just the passion of it and all, and it's like I said, to tie into the theme, it's just that's the solution that a lot of us like. So the first record, he realized he made a mistake, trying to get back his girl. Second record, he catches her, gets with her, and then instead of dealing with the issue, that's mm-hmm. what they do. They get busy and they think it's good.
And you know, but it's reminding me of on Kendrick's album. Kendrick's has that album where it's depicting a toxic relationship, and then at the end of it, they end up having sex. Exactly. It's like, you know,
the song, not the album.
Yeah, the song.
The song. Sorry, that's not. Thank you, Gina. Mm-hmm. Politically correct everything. I'm just saying, but
no, Matt, see, remember when you were just saying you were just saying the song where you have to admit when you're wrong. Yeah. This is what you do when you can't do that. This is who you are right here. Okay.
My gosh. Okay. Yes.
And then you're just gonna be here comparing him. He made a whole EP to a song. Okay, you see what he's doing to you,
you solo?
See
what I mean?
Wow.
Okay, but anyway, to the point. To your point, that's what I have in my head. Just elaborate on what that toxic relationship is about, and Kendrick hit it as well.
Exactly, it is that how they battled the whole time, and then at the end they had sex, but they didn't actually get to a solution.
That's basically what they do. Yeah. All right, so the next track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Let Me Go.
Sorry, okay, good.
Dang.
So Let Me Go now. Like that's why this project is called In My Feels, because I had to go into
in real life. Give to it really... to me, and then. Like, you're rude after you got this butt. Maybe now you like, now leave me alone. Go.
I thought it was gonna work out, but
it didn't.
And that's what you have to make sure that last hood is a good one, because they know you might not get it again. I want to leave you.
That's when you know. And you be crying. You be like, oh my God. I love you. Yeah. And then they don't call you back no more. You're like, yeah, that was it.
That was a phenomenal.
And then I'm at your mama's house.
The good one. Like, they'll keep coming back if they didn't give you the good final.
Yeah.
If you give them the good final, then they're like, I ain't calling you back. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it really is. But that's toxic, yo, because we've all been there. Well, hopefully toxic we haven't all been there, but I was there. It is fun, but it's not toxic when you life. Get to a certain age.
People are living such boring existences. I can tell you that a little bit of toxic every now and
spices
again
it up
spices
a little
it
bit.
Up, and it's like, you
I
know
will
what?
Firmly disagree, but all right. Firmly.
In doses, Gina.
Did you love me because I'm real? Love me because I'm ill? Love me for solo, or did you love me for Khalil? Love me cause I'm chill. Love me cause I'm illin. Did you love the hero or did you love the villain? I mean, I be in my feelings. Used to get me out of them. I know what I put in. What did you get out of it? Tell me, was you about it? I really didn't know. We used to get high and just keep it on the low. Wow, wow. Low key, I wasn't trying to hide, just believe in privacy. Not everything I do is really made for IG. I'm just trying to keep between you and me. You and I, T-Y, that's the unity. Girl, you like Latifah, not me, you a queen. Better yet, like Effie, I mean, not a dream. Cause when I woke up, you was gone, didn't know you felt so strong. But
you said you love me, said that you need me. You never leave me, so why'd you let me go? You think that you could replace me? Well, that boy ain't me. Oh no, how you turn your back on a blessing?
So Let Me Go is it's really, it's the same energy. It's well, not the same energy. It's actually diving into the actual issue. Mm-hmm. So like I said before, they tried to solve it with just having sex, but now the second one is like, you know what? What is the problem? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then so the first verse is just me figuring out, like, why did you even like me in the mm-hmm. first place? Was it because I was a good guy, or is it because I was a bad guy?
Right.
And like, that was something back in the day I've gone through where it's because you don't know, like, sometimes certain guys, you're treating girls bad, mm-hmm. and that's when they're actually on you. And then right. you start treating them nice, and then they start like, because they actually prefer the toxic energy.
Yeah. That's what guys perceive, but that's not what it is.
No, it's, no
it's not. It's
when, a, no, no.
Go ahead,
when
go
a
ahead.
Guy, mm-hmm. when you're at a certain part of the relationship with a guy, it's really, really good sexually.
Mm-hmm.
During a certain period. But when he really starts to, like, if he gets in his feelings, then he do it different. And then you'd be like, ah, here we go. That's what happened. So then it'd be like, you know what? I'm not putting up with this and this attitude. I got to go. That's...
See? Maybe that, maybe the fire kind of dies out once you start getting nicer with you. But even then, the guy starts getting, he's like, you know what? I'm going to stop giving this girl these hard buckas like this, and let me actually give her one lovey doveys. And she's like, guy, this guy's weak now.
Like, yeah, because you know what? Now it's like, oh, now you act like you like me. Oh,
yeah.
So when you didn't like me, that's what you were doing. And now you're in love and you're here like,
and she don't like it.
Kick rocks.
You see, so you see what I'm saying? This is a reality that happens. So like the first verse, the guy's just like, yo, what, like, what was it about me that mm-hmm. you was rocking with? Because that's where the confusion comes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it just dives into it. But it's toxic in the realm that, like, the chorus is like, you think you can move on, but you can't. And that's yes. a feeling a lot of guys be feeling too, where it's like, yeah, good luck, but you know, like, I'm the guy that's supposed to, that fills in that spot for you. So it's just like, it's touching on that where it's like, yo, I feel like you gave up because, and just to be honest, when I was tapping into my old vibes, I was like, you know what? Like, a lot of girls didn't see me as an investment at the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, my girl that I'm with did. Mm-hmm. But a lot of girls, it's like, oh, so you just gave up. Like, I could have been, like, right. who I am now, but, right. like, I was young and and you just thought, I want to, yeah, I was kind of wilding. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you cut. You just going to cut?
Yeah. Yeah, but on that note, you're asking... You're asking certain people, and maybe it's different at a certain age, because I may have been okay with staying for the potential in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Y'all still asking us to do that in our mid to late 30s.
No, see, that no. That's a no-no.
And we're not here for it.
That's good a no. And I 1,000,000% agree with that. I'm talking, like, when I was, like, 19.
Right, yeah.
70,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, learning, yeah, figuring out.
Yeah. Well, we were both working at KFC.
Exactly.
And we in it together.
That's like yeah.
Not 15
legit.
Years later, yeah, and it's yeah, like, yeah. Oh.
You see a KFC, son?
You move up to fries? Okay.
Like, that ass. Like, that's, and that's what I mean. Like,
no disrespect to anyone who's earning a living. Fact. Earn what you got to do. 100%. Do what you got to do. 100%. Yeah. But, like, at the end of the day, too, don't ask me to live off of potential 15 years later when I seen, like, you
exactly.
haven't even edged at all, you know?
1,000,000%. So, like, when I was...
You've reached your potential. It has peaked.
I've seen your ceiling, and it's ugly. So that's what I just tapped into like an old vibe of how guys be feeling, like, and it's right or wrong, but the guys do feel that way where it's like, yo, you just gave up on me, like, I was still figuring out, you know what I'm saying? Especially now that the whole world's into mental health and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, back then, I was just trying to figure out. I didn't even know. I was going through things, right, too, but, like, you didn't care about any of that.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's that they have a saying that says, women care too soon, men care too late.
Yeah.
And so at first,
women treat you how to teach you how to treat them, and then they treat you how you treated them. And men don't like that.
Yeah, that's big. I have a line in the song. I said, we loved each other, but just never at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Damn.
Oh, that hurt my heart. Oh, shout out to my ex. Shout out to my ex. I know you miss me.
There is the, like, women fall fast, but men fall harder.
Right? That too.
The woman fall in love first. Then he'll fall hard, but, like, you done put her through some things. I ain't in love anymore.
Yeah. I'm not in love anymore. Now I'm waking up to soft kisses on my face. Like, yo, what is this?
Like, yo, come off.
Who is this guy?
It's too late. Too late shall be the crier, bro. And, like, that's what this project is about. It's like the guys' vibes on it, because it's like, yeah, guys be falling hard and then they try to act tough. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro.
Oh, macho yourself out of some good.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I made a little project so that the guys could. I know they're going to be bumping on the low.
Yeah. Oh, no, girls, they're gonna be in their cars crying. No. You think this is a game? There's gonna be fights at Caribbean Food Factory. I'm not trying to bring it on y'all, but they're gonna fight over the girl. It's gonna be some things happening. Like, you can't leave me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, tap into that. And
I don't think it would be crying. I think you're just gonna see people in their cars, just men just looking straight. And you're like, what's wrong? Oh, he's just listening to solo right now. Just give him a minute.
I got you in your feels. And, like, yeah, so shouts to Bunny Core on the chorus. He's from Vancouver. I met him at a release party that we did. That's how I met him. And at the release party, I was like, if I ever get a record that fits, I'll toss it to you. And it fits. So I sent it to him. He sent it back. And he like, that was another one. That was one of the first that I actually recorded myself and I sent. And then after that, the engineer was like, yo, we need to keep these, bro. And I was like, all right. But he got on it. He did it. He did his thing. Did it better than I did. So, yeah, shouts. Big shouts to him. And it's just really, yeah, that's the emotions, the vibe behind it is just, like, how'd you let me go? Like, how did we fall apart like this? It makes no sense because we were supposed to rock and now we're here.
Guys, this is going to be dope. And I'm looking forward to it because after every little segment, we play a little bit of this track for people to hear, like, what it really is. That's just goodness. So now the last track.
Yes.
Lately?
Last track is called Lately. Another one. That one is, I basically sum up the whole project, and I'm referring, at the beginning, I refer to a relationship as a pop balloon. What I say is, we were on the rise, then potential's blown. Soon as we hit a snag, now we'll never know how high we could ever go.
And potential blown. Soon as we hit a snag, now we never know how high we could ever go. Yeah, I know it now, cause I'm grown. See, we loved each other, loved each other, loved each other. We loved each other, but just never at the same time. That's why I gotta go, I gotta leave. Yeah, we doing things that I can't even believe. We were capable of, yeah. Sometimes it's lust and we think it's love, yeah. But there's no trust and then there's no us, yeah. Like honestly, how could it be, huh? We should just leave each other. It's like we need each other. And when you lay on my chest, it's like we breathe together. Through all the stormy weather, I know you got my back. But on the flip side, we don't know how to act. It's toxic.
You've been on my mind lately. You've been on my mind lately.
So it's
my like you went Drake on him on this joint here. I want to die.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I like just the meaning behind that is self-explanatory. It's like, we could have, like, and it's the smallest thing that happened that we let completely throw us off. And now, like, we could have gone higher and we have no idea where we'll go because we threw that away. And
so we'll hold my hand because you did you cry at any point writing this album? Because I feel like I can feel you right now.
I was definitely emotional during writing this. I didn't cry. There was another song after that I'm going to drop after this one that I did actually cry when I wrote it. But so this one,
yeah. Girl, I'm beating her up. Hey, I know you got a baby mama and I know she's holding it down, but this other girl, yo.
I had to piece in a couple of things I gone through, but yeah, man. So lately, it's just really, and it's just the guy. Like everyone goes through where you're like, you know what? I'm still thinking about this person. Like I know I shouldn't. Everything on paper, we're not supposed to rock. Like I know it doesn't make sense.
The police report says
so. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it says it. The restraining order says so.
And that's where like this really comes into play because it's like. My mind knows we're not supposed to rock. Like, it's like we've done enough damage, but my heart is like, we should still, like, I'm still, you're the one I think about and you're on my mind. And so that's, it just ties it in there where it's like,
yeah.
No matter, you know, we
and
went
then
through
it brings
all
us
that.
Back to come give me some.
Exactly.
No.
So it's like,
in the great words of Miss Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it?
Exactly.
Let it go. Leave it alone.
It's really that, and that's how it sums up. It's just really, You're thinking about someone you probably shouldn't, and you have to make that decision on, like, do I want to actually go back and double back? Am I spinning the block, or do I not spin the block?
Spin the block, man.
That's if it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? If it's worth it. But it's like, yeah, the whole project is this reflection. It's about relationships. It's about what we all have been through, going through, hopefully not going through. But, you know, we're in the ups and even when you're in long-term relationships, especially actually, like, sometimes you fall out of it where you're just like, you're looking at your partner like, do I even want to rock with this person anymore? And it's a marathon. It's like, you have to actually take that step back. Like, and jot down, like, why am I? Yeah, actually, I do want to rock with this person.
I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that guys make. You going out with someone, y'all hit a rough spot and you'd be like, I don't even want to see you no more. And then a month from now, you're like, oh, I really miss this person. And then y'all get back. But now in the time that you thought that y'all wasn't for each other, you'd have made some steps that she might not think are favorable now. Might be like, nah, you done went and messed up over there and did all kind of wild stuff. And now you're trying to come back over here. No, you were supposed to realize a lot sooner that I was that one. So take your time, you know, and don't be too hasty in love.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
1,000,000%. That happens to a lot of us, and especially, well, I can't say especially, it happens to a lot of us. Some guys just don't grow up. Like myself, I grow up because I'm constantly trying to evolve. I'm constantly taking books. Because I'm just like, I know there's a better version of Solo out there, so I want to see how it looks. You know what I'm saying?
Snap to that. That's all of us.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell my boys all the time. It's like, yo, are you the best version of yourself? And if not, like, what does it look like? So, like, for me, I'm always constantly trying to evolve, trying to learn. And the more I learn, the more I realize I was messed up. Like,
And self-awareness isn't easy. A lot of people don't have self-awareness.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Well said. So this is it. So
yeah, man. In my feels.
This is the In My Feels. This is that grown man music.
Sorry for cutting you, but so it drops tomorrow, and merch will also be available. So if you want to order any of the merch, I have T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, and I'm gonna do canvases, like pictures, if you just want to put the picture up on your wall, type of energy. So it's all gonna be on my website, available on tomorrow.
And we alluded just now, so there'll be a single that's going to drop in the future with Kai on it.
I just want y'all to know, because I know that you're a wholesome guy, right? And you don't do a lot of cussing, but I don't really know how to rap without cussing.
No, I do.
It's hard for me to do this show without cussing. But when I'm expressing myself musically, you know, MFA, it's not really a cuss word in my house. Mm-hmm. It's like a term of endearment. You know?
It's an adjective. It's just a...
Yeah. So I'm just letting you know that it's gonna have a little something. It's going to be racy, but I'm going to tell you something.
That's good, though.
They're going to love it.
That's good. Because don't get, like... when I put out music, when I'm in solo mode, I'm vulgar as like, I have to put out like for this project, there's a radio version.
Exactly.
And then there's a, like, now that's my thing. I just put out clean versions. Yeah. But when I'm in studio mode, I unleash. And it's like, yeah, I think
about you often, you know, when it comes to that, because I'm like, solo's so good at that. Solo be, I'll be listening, but I'm getting the explicit versions. Yeah, but I'm always like, solo's so great at this, because my goddaughter wants to know, what does it mean? He eat it and he drink it. I'm a combo. She's like, what does this mean? I'm like, you are not allowed to listen to my music. Right. Turn that off. Get away from the TV right now. You know, so I gotta find. I'm about to start rapping the ABCs for the kids, because I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's I'm telling you, the kids, and that's what definitely that helped adjust my content as well. Like I said, I still keep it 1,000 when I get on records, but now I have to make clean versions, because my kids always like, can you play daddy's song? And I'm like, oh no, not this one still. Not this one, next one. And then it's like, so I had to make clean versions.
Yeah, no, but the beauty is just being able to express yourself fully and then just have the edit. But I am doing a disservice. I should share the actual real versions with you, because all the ones I share are the clean ones.
So yeah, they are clean.
Yeah, that's probably why you're like,
I be looking for the cuss words. I can't lie. I thought you don't even curse. You know what? You see that? See, you know what? I thought you was a whole... I thought this man was in the church and he was making Christian music. Wow. This is Christian rap. That's what I thought it was.
Nice.
I want the dirty versions.
Yes.
Now, I'll be wilding. Like, solo, like, it took me a while to get to this place, because when I just started rapping, like, Pharaoh knows, like, my music was very, very... Who I was as a person. I was catching cases. I was doing all kinds of... I was wilding. I was definitely wilding. And I was just
You guys want to really know... Like, search for Lunchbox Volume 1.
Oh, yeah, that one.
If you find Lunchbox Volume 1, MC Solo, like, you will hear a problem.
Yeah, that was my first.
It was like, what is this guy about? Like,
That's
how we started. Now, I was like, yes, I love this, too. And I was pumping it hard. Everybody was getting that Lunchbox Volume 1, and it set the tone. But then,
like we say, we grow. Exactly. That's like it. We say, we grow. And like, I like where my music grows. My music grows with my fan base. Mm-hmm. Now we're in a place in time that you can really do analytics on everything. Mm-hmm. So like, I see my fan base. I know the age group of my fan base. I know where they're at. Yeah. And they're my age. So it's like, you know what? I don't even have to dumb it down. They actually understand old references. They understand. Mm-hmm. I could say things that are age appropriate, because that's what they want to hear.
They
you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was rapping about the same old stuff, my fan base would already dwindled off. Like, I don't like, so you still on this, bro? Like, nah.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you a question. So as we're looking to conclude here, let me ask you. So if you had to compare yourself to an artist in the industry,
I try not to do that.
Yes, that's the thief of joy. That's very Caribbean of you.
Oh,
because Caribbean parents don't never let you just have your joy. Mm. You know, if you do it like Sandra's son is over there, and I see him. He doesn't sleep. You can't sleep if you want to be the best. Like, listen, don't compare yourself to nobody in real life. When I'm doing music, I don't listen to nobody else's music. I don't do nobody. And that's why my process takes so long and stuff like that. I don't got no inspiration. Mm. I'm doing this for my heart. This is what I really, what 100%. I think and I feel.
Yeah.
It's okay.
100%. That's
so nice. Tell me this. What's the best part of this for you? What's the best part? What's your favorite part of it?
It's really making the music. Just making music is that's like, because I leave where I'm at. Like, I could be like, when I start creating, my mind is gone. I'm just there. It's a different focus. Mm. It's a different energy. I get lost in the beats. I get like all the stuff you have to do after it. I'm not the biggest fan of having to do shows, interview. Like, I love shows too. Sorry, actually, but like, just all the nitty gritty works. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Even shooting videos and stuff is just tedious to me. But making music I tried to stop a few times, but you just can't. Once it's a passion, once it's like, I hear a beat, my mind just starts rhyming. I just start thinking of things, ideas and concepts. And it's just like, I get lost in it every time. So it's really creating the music is that's my favorite part of the whole thing.
I love that.
I like that. I like that. Yes, all right. Good answer. And kind of good point. I like that. I like what you said.
We said now, Kampara son is the thief of joy. Stop telling your children now they have to be like someone else. Oh, who can you compare yourself to? I'm the best mother. I don't care what you've seen before.
Like,
comparison is the thief of joy.
I like it. So now, in terms of contacts, where people could find you, find the music, download the project, Where?
MCDSolo.com.
It's where everything lives.
Everything lives. You want to find my links to my social medias, go on MCDSolo.com. Want to find my music, go on MCDSolo.com. You find the links to my streaming services on MCDSolo.com. And a lot of people ask me how they could support the music on MCDSolo.com. You can buy the albums. All my music is there, especially on Friday. I'm doing a revamp, but all my music will be there. And I always set my music as name your price. Mm-hmm. So you could go on, if you want to buy my album, you could buy it for whatever you could afford. So if you want to buy the album for $2, buy it for $2. Some people have bought my albums for $50, mm-hmm. for $30. Some people have bought singles for $20, like you, or $1. So, you know, it's really, I don't want to make nobody feel no type. If they want to hear it. You could even enter zero and you'll get it for free.
That's it.
So it's, I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Feel like that too. I don't know why they got all this hoopla. If I want to just rap for my mama in the living room, like that's how I want it to be. Somebody to be able to hear it for free, just like that.
That's it. So it's like, if you want to support it, you could go on the site, enter whatever price you want, and you can get a free downloads of all my music. Mm-hmm. You could get the merch on the site as well. And if you don't have any funds or you don't want to, like, just enter zero and you can get it for free anyways. Mm-hmm. So I'm not here to hold the music hostage. I heard somewhere that, like, once you create the music, it's no longer yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I've created it, now I have to put it out to the world.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, it is a spiritual experience. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
That's
You're
it.
A vessel, brother.
Yeah. It's immortalizing yourself, right? That's how you immortalize yourself. And that is, I think, one of the greatest gifts that we give
100%
to this earth, right? Mm. To be able to go back and listen to your blueprint.
100%. Like, Bob Marley is still alive.
Facts.
Yes.
So, so as we're concluding, we always like to put our guests on the spot.
All right.
And as this is the Empower Hour,
mm-hmm.
empowering words for our listeners. Someone just leave away.
Invest in yourself.
Mm.
Believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Invest in yourself. Before you start overthinking about your plan B's and C's, just double down on your plan A and learn more about it. And when I say invest in yourself, it's not just financially. It's investing in yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually. Mm-hmm. So that's go to the gym, take on some books, and find something that brings you true passion,
mm-hmm.
and pursue that, pursue it, because investing in yourself, eventually you become the light to help somebody else invest in themselves.
Mm-hmm. So like that, love that.
Invest in yourself, take care of yourself, and it'll help you take care of others.
It's a deep brother right here. Y'all don't understand what's even going. He's electric.
Guys,
appreciate you guys.
This has been another awesome, awesome parley with the people.
Yes.
I want to thank MCDSolo for being a guest with us today and for being on and for giving all our listeners a quick sneak peek, a preview of what's to come, what's dropping tomorrow.
Yep.
So again, you guys check out MCDSolo.com.
Yep.
My brother, just keep up the awesome work, man.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for always supporting me once I have a project or anything mm-hmm. coming out. This is great. And yeah, man, shouts to you guys again.
Happy you could be here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I don't drink anything I see. I never prayed for this. I never knew it could end like this. Girl, if you're done with me, oh baby, be good, just set me free. Cause I don't decrease like this. For your love, I didn't use my senses. Five boy like me. Don't call me cheap, girl, I work for this. Girl, I work for this. And I promise you, I will find someone new. Making up for me, what's up? Making up for me, put down for rest and sweat. If I do you bad, now never. Don't call me, what's up? Put down for rest and sweat. If I do you bad, don't call me.
Bro, let me know the feeling. Make you try it and enjoy. But I like you know the feeling. Make you try it, enjoy. Sekatakata uru, not the finish. Make you try it, enjoy. Problem, not the finish.
kindly enjoy. Problem in all the finish. Make it try to enjoy. But I like in all the finish. Oh, make it try to enjoy. Sikatakata uru not the finish. Make it try to enjoy. Problem in all the finish. So make it try to enjoy.
We dance like Duala. Yeah, Duala. We dance like Duala.
Come they move like a disco. One nick in my lalata. Happy boss, happy actor. So never give me ballon up. Oh yeah, come take a picture. Run right your young fire. Oh yeah, follow my instruction. Smoke cannabis. Doctor say make a pop on a this. Make me feel like say I'm an addict. Come in some kind of melodies. I'm a messy self, no two pass a this. So many things inside of my jeans. Slide down, it be things, it be things. Make a mess. Come down, move like a disco. One nick in my lalata. Happy boss, happy actor. So let me ball on up. Oh yeah, come take a picture.
This was a special episode of the Empower Hour with a double dose of Parley with the People. Stay blessed in health, wealth, and happiness. Kaya, Farrell, any shout-outs or anything coming up for you?
Oh, man, I just want to give a shout-out to the Green Anderson family who lost their grandma, our grandma. She is everything to a lot of people. So I want to send a shout-out to their family for the loss of life, but also for the celebration of life because... affectionately known to us, Grandma was amazing. She was an amazing woman, and we were truly blessed and highly favored to have been close to her. So I just want to send a shout out to that family, and shout out to everyone who was putting together the Father Phyllis show. I'm sad that a lot of people didn't come out the way that they should have, but I just want to tell you, you missed an amazing show. Father Phyllis is the one. Check him out. Give Bajan Music a look. It's really something to witness. It's truly something to see. Shout out White Yardie too, who was in the house. Dope guy. Dope guy.
I know. I was gonna say we didn't have time to because we had a double feature. I didn't know if you had any highlights that you wanted to make sure you just plug or you know that you touched on before we close. Did you?
Oh, I know we're not. I'm gonna do it on the next show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so
as promised, but I'm gonna when we do a full show.
Great. Yes, yeah, so for listeners, we're like, what the hell, Kaya? We were expecting something from you. again, I've got to thank Marie Dominique from
Nido.
That's
Nido. Ideal.
Yeah.
Thank you. So big shout out to her. Got a shout out her daughter Delicia from
Made by Dells.
Thank you. Thank you, MCD Solo, of course, for being on. Like Kai already said, I want to give a big shout out to Big Will and the whole team for the past for the White Yardie comedy show from last week. It was pretty dope. And just remind everybody. Now we have the Greenhouse Project is in full swing. If anybody is interested in finding out more about the OFC, how to become a member, how to benefit from what we're doing at the Greenhouse or the Holistic Healing Retreat and Campground, I want to invite you to become a member. Check out ofccommunity.com or just contact us 504-651-4545. Last but very far from least, I'm going to give a huge shout out to Afrobeats MTL, one of our major sponsors on the show. Definitely encouraging what we're doing and supporting us. Definitely check them out on Instagram. That's Afrobeats MTL. They are the ones who are basically just running the Afro scene for us right now and ensuring that we are connected to our culture. So thank them. I thank them for what they're doing and thank them for the support. Peace and blessings.
Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour with Pharoah Freeman, Queen Kaya, and Gina the Great. We are on live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and broadcasting Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment.
C is for
cauliflower,
confusion, creation,
pickle, K is for
kitten,
cam,
seat, wait, fan, roof, see, you, unbearable,
U is for underground,
oh, yeah,
umbrella,
T, trite,
tremendous,
torment,
tire,
C, K,
I can't think of a U one,
T,
F is for famous,
fun, fumble, M is for Montreal.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.